Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, liking, and sharing, but somehow still feeling empty? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and it feels like a dopamine rush, but then 5 minutes later, you're wondering where the time went and what you even accomplished? That's the digital world we live in today. It's amazing, connected, and constantly pulling us in. But sometimes, all those notifications and endless feeds can leave us feeling drained and disconnected from ourselves. That's why today on Digital Minimalism, we're diving deep into something crucial. Prioritizing self-care over social media. Now, before you start picturing me ranting about deleting your accounts, let me tell you, this isn't about abandoning the digital world entirely. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life instead of dictating it. It's about recognizing that self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about actively choosing to invest in your well-being, your passions, and your relationships, the things that truly matter. So, how do we make that shift? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your time, energy, and focus. 1. Become a conscious scroller. This means being aware of how you feel when you're on social media. Are you feeling inspired or envious? Relaxed or stressed? If scrolling consistently leaves you feeling drained or down, it's a sign to take a step back. Think of it like this. Would you hang out with someone who constantly brings negativity into your life? Probably not. Apply that same logic to your social media feeds. Unfollow accounts that don't uplift you, and seek out content that inspires, educates, or makes you laugh. Remember, your online space should reflect the kind of energy you want to cultivate in your life. 2. Schedule your digital detox. Just like you schedule workouts or meetings, block off specific time periods where you're completely unplugged from your devices. It could be an hour every evening, a few hours on weekends, or even just 30 minutes first thing in the morning. Find what works for you. Use that time to do something nourishing for your soul. Read a book, go for a walk, connect with loved ones face to face, or simply enjoy the silence. 3. Turn off notifications, seriously. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to keep you hooked. But guess what? You're in control. Mute those notifications that aren't essential. Trust me, your inbox won't implode if you check it a few times a day instead of every minute. By silencing the digital noise, you create space for inner peace and focus on the present moment. 4. Rediscover offline hobbies. Remember those things you loved to do before smartphones became our constant companions? Painting, playing an instrument, writing, gardening, whatever sparks joy. Make time for those hobbies again. Not only will it nourish your creativity and sense of fulfillment, but it will also remind you that there's a whole world beyond the screen waiting to be explored. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you're glued to your phone, and that's okay. Just acknowledge it, gently nudge yourself back on track, and keep moving forward. Remember, self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices that support your well-being, one day at a time. Think about the last time you really felt present and engaged in something you were doing, completely absorbed in the moment. Did your phone even cross your mind? Probably not. That feeling of flow, of genuine connection with yourself or others, that's what self-care is all about. It's about creating space for those experiences to happen. Now, let me share a real-world example. A few months ago, I was talking to this friend who was always complaining about how tired she felt but couldn't seem to switch off from social media. Every night, she'd scroll until late, then wake up exhausted and repeat the cycle. I suggested a digital detox for an evening, no phone, no internet, just good old-fashioned conversation and a board game. And guess what? She had the best sleep in weeks. She realized how much energy she was wasting on mindless scrolling and how much more fulfilling it was to connect with people in real life. So, remember, you have the power to choose how technology impacts your life. Embrace digital minimalism, not as a restrictive rule, but as a conscious way of living that prioritizes your well-being. Take a step back from the endless scroll today. Schedule a digital detox, rediscover your passions, connect with the world around you. And most importantly, be kind to yourself on this journey. Remember, life is happening outside the screen too. Don't miss out on it. Join me tomorrow for another dose of digital minimalism, because living intentionally is always in style.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.